With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Customs and Border Control response to this week's irregular migrants protests that took place on the steps of the Government Administration Building and saw at least one arrest. The CBC states that in line with their constitutional obligations, the department provides irregular migrants with accommodations, meals and food vouchers, personal toiletries, and medical attention as needed. This response was prompted by accusations from the migrants who called out the government for their, quote, inhumane treatment towards them. CBC has further confirmed that the majority of migrants arriving in Cayman have been assessed as economic migrants, which means they don't qualify for political asylum in the Cayman Islands. And as such, the legislative reforms, which were introduced back in 2022, allows the director to certify those applications as, quote, wholly unfounded. The repatriation process takes place within a couple of months, according to CBC, once that determination has been made. Cayman records a water-related death on May 1st. The police service says the 65-year-old male tourist from New Zealand was swimming with his family near Governor's Beach and said he decided to head back to shore. But when his family got there later, they didn't see him, leading to the discovery of him unresponsive but still in the water. He was assisted back to shore and CPR was administered until EMS personnel attended and took over. He was then carried to the hospital by ambulance, where he was pronounced dead. This is Cayman's fifth water-related death of the year. Government breaks ground on the new West Bay Affordable Housing Initiative development, which brings 60 new homes to the district. The initial phase is for 14 lots, which will include 11 three-bedroom and 3 two-bedroom homes. The future homes have already gotten planning subdivision approval, and they will be, quote, energy efficient, ensuring they are not only cost-effective, but also environmentally responsible. The ministry hopes the development will have a, quote, positive impact on the community by increasing the availability of affordable housing and addressing the housing needs of Caymanian citizens. And it's a successful run for this year's hurricane preparedness exercise by Public Works Department. This event is, quote, critical as the country prepares for the June 1st start of the 2024 hurricane season. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more.
Dozens and dozens of staff from the Public Works and National Roads Authority partnered with Hazard Management Cayman Islands this year to carry out the 37th consecutive hurricane preparedness exercise on Wednesday morning. The assigned teams were responsible for carrying out mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and other checks on government shelters and buildings across the three Cayman Islands. The goal of the exercise is to do all the checks and shuttering within 6 hours, as if preparing when a storm is headed our way during the hurricane season. This year, a new tool in the form of an app is being used during the annual exercise and when preparing.
So the big difference is this year we're using Survey123, which is an app to collect all of our information. So all of the information is being sent to us in real time. So right now we have a map up, and that has the locations of the inspections that have already been completed. So what we're expecting is during an actual hurricane, all that information will be real time and be to us a lot faster than it would be traditionally.
Head of Public Works, Mr. Troy Worms, said last year 170 staff worked on 123 buildings in just over 4.5 hours.
For tips on how you can get ready, head to caymanprepare.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. China has launched a rocket carrying a probe that will aim for the first time to collect samples from the far side of the moon and return them to Earth. The 53-day mission is part of Beijing's increasingly ambitious space program. Turkey's trade minister has said all imports and exports with Israel will remain suspended until there's a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Turkey had already announced trade would be halted until aid deliveries to Gaza improved. The US Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has confirmed that Russian troops are now operating in an airbase in Niger that's hosting US military personnel. Mr. Austin said the Russians were in a separate compound. Germany has summoned a senior Russian diplomat in Berlin in protest after accusing hackers controlled by Russian military intelligence of a cyber attack. Police have entered the prestigious French university Sciences Po in Paris to remove students who occupied part of the building in protest against the war in Gaza. In Lyon, about 40 students were removed from the Sciences Po site there. An official with the World Health Organization has said that the agency does have a contingency plan in case Israel carries out an incursion into Rafah in Gaza. But the representative said the agency would be unable to prevent a substantial rise in deaths if the operation went ahead. BBC News.